In college men's hoops last night, Jameel McKay led six Iowa State players in double figures with a career-high 25 points as the seventh-ranked Cyclones rolled to a 106-64 victory over Chicago State.
He was terrific tonight. I thought he was the best player on the floor tonight, to be honest with you. I thought 27 minutes I think he played, but his effort, I thought he played a complete game. I thought he was engaged the whole night.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who likes the unselfish nature of his team.
26 assists with 41 baskets, that's terrific. The one thing is, we'll start shooting the three a little bit better, and we'll start making free throws because this is a very good shooting team. And so we'll keep getting better in those areas. But this is a very, very unselfish team, and they really cheer for the next guy, and that's the most fun to be around.
Abdel Nader had 17 points as the Cyclones improved to 2-0 on the young season. In fact, for Iowa State, it's their 18th consecutive home opening win at Hilton Coliseum on the year. Lewis Dabney and Malik Morgan each scored 18 points, leading Tulane to a 79-74 overtime win against Drake on Monday night. After a couple of free throws from Dabney gave the Green Wave a 69-67 lead in regulation, Dominic Olenzak's dunk tied it with 39 seconds left. Dabney missed a jumper, and the Bulldogs had two attempts to take the lead, but neither fell. Morgan scored 6 of Tulane's 10 points in the overtime to lift the Green Wave, as he was 7 of 14 from the field and grabbed 6 rebounds. Graham Woodward had 20 points on 7 of 14 shooting for Drake. Reed Timmer had 19 points and 5 rebounds as the Green Wave improved to 1-1 with that victory last night. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops, Virginia was ranked 6th in the newest Associated Press men's basketball poll before they tipped off against George Washington. The Cavaliers likely will fall out of the top 10 next Monday after their 73-68 loss to the Colonials in Washington. Alonzo Trier scored 22 points and made all 14 of his free throws, guiding number 12 Arizona to an easy 90-60 win over Bradley. Number 14 Indiana rolled to a 102-76 win over Austin Peay as Yogi Ferrell scored 22 points and James Blackman Jr. added 20. Number 15 California stormed past UC Santa Barbara 85-67. Roberson scored a career-high 18 points and tied a career best with 8 rebounds, highlighting 17th-ranked Vanderbilt's 98-62 thumping of Gardner-Webb. Also, Jordan Loveridge drained 4 three-pointers in a 21-point effort, leading number 16 Utah to an 81-76 win over San Diego State. 25th-ranked Oregon, a 74-67 home winner against number 20 Baylor last night. LSU freshman Ben Simmons had 22 points, and Josh Gray returned from a one-game suspension to add 16 as the 23rd-ranked LSU Tigers hammered Kennesaw State 91-69. And Duncan Robinson hit all 5 of his 3-point attempts and was 6-for-6 from the field to finish with 19 points to help number 24 Michigan in an 88-68 rout of Elon last night. North Carolina remains number 1 in the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll following victories over Temple and Fairfield. The preseason number 1 received 37 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel, 29 more than second-place Kentucky. Maryland is 3rd with 14 first-place votes. Kansas is 4th with 5 first-place nods. Defending national champion Duke is 5th, followed by Virginia, Iowa State, Oklahoma, Wichita State, and Gonzaga in the top 10. Well, a bowl game is no longer within reach, but Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes says there is still plenty to play for as the Cyclones get set to visit Kansas State. ISU is 3-7 overall after narrowly missing an upset bid against 8th-ranked Oklahoma State.
We got an opportunity to finish with 4 conference wins. Be the first time that the Iowa State football program has seen 4 conference wins since 2005. It'd also be the second most conference wins in the history of Iowa State being in the Big 12.
Rhodes says the Cyclones still have a chance to win 4 conference games, and that hasn't happened since 2005. Junior defensive lineman Damon Tucker has been named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. Tucker had 4 tackles for loss, including 2 sacks, and he forced a fumble in their loss to Oklahoma State.
He's getting great push at the line of scrimmage against centers. He's coming off of blocks, sometimes in disciplined fashion, sometimes in undisciplined fashion. When he's making plays in the backfield. When you make undisciplined plays like that, it's always okay. When you're not, you got to get back to doing things that are right. He's starting to make, because of his talent and his ability, which does make it okay. If you're going to come off that and go make the play and you have the ability to do it, go do it. And he's doing that here later in the season.
Over the last 6 years, the games with Kansas State have come down to the wire, and Rhodes expects this one to be no different. Now, Bill Snyder has had several banner seasons during his run as the K-State coach. This isn't one of them. The Wildcats are 0-6 in the Big 12, and they need to win their final three games just to become bowl eligible.
We address it, but we can't belabor the point. I mean, because it is common knowledge and understood by everybody in our program, or anybody that's not in our program for that matter. So the significant thing is not that is the dilemma. What's the solution?
Snyder says the Wildcats just need to stay focused on the Iowa State game this weekend. Florida State football coach Jimbo Fisher has named Sean McGuire as his starting quarterback for Saturday's game against Chattanooga. McGuire replaced Everett Golson during the second quarter of Saturday's 34-17 win over North Carolina State. He led the 16th-ranked Seminoles to four straight scoring drives. Also NFL news, the number of undefeated teams in the NFL now is down to two, as New England and Carolina own the league's only perfect records after Cincinnati's 10-6 loss to the visiting Houston Texans last night. Backup quarterback T.J. Yates took over in the third quarter and threw a 22-yard touchdown pass to DeAndre Hopkins with 14:20 remaining. Yates entered the game after Brian Hoyer suffered a concussion. The Bengals still had a chance to pull out the victory until A.J. Green fumbled after a catch with 40 seconds left. The Bengals received little production from running back Giovanni Bernard or quarterback Andy Dalton, who was just 22 of 38 with 197 yards and an interception. Well, Peyton Manning became the NFL's all-time leader in passing yards Sunday. Today, he's not even a backup quarterback. Denver Broncos coach Gary Kubiak says Manning won't suit up Sunday against the Chicago Bears because of various health ailments. That means Brock Osweiler will start this weekend, with rookie Trevor Siemian serving as the backup. Kubiak said that Manning wasn't happy when told of the decision Monday morning, a day after Manning had the worst game of his career in a 29-13 loss to Kansas City. He compiled a zero passer rating by completing just 5 of his 20 passes for 35 yards and 4 interceptions. A person familiar with the situation has told the Associated Press that Manning is dealing with a torn plantar fascia in his foot, and as well as a sore right shoulder and a rib cage injury, so he'll sit out this weekend. And the State Wrestling Championships has been a sold-out event for over 20 years here in Iowa, and it's the only Iowa High School Athletic Association reserved ticket event. On October 28th, the Board of Control of the Athletic Association approved the procedure for purchasing 2016 State Wrestling Tournament Finals tickets. Those tickets will continue to be sold through either a walk-up process or online. Under the ticketing system, schools have the first priority to purchase tickets. Ticket sales to the IHSAA members' high schools who host wrestling programs will begin Monday, December 1st at 10 a.m. and close Tuesday, December 2nd. The order limit is a maximum of 60 tickets per school. Tickets will go on sale to the general public on Monday, December 7th at 10 a.m. The public will be able to purchase tickets at the Iowa Events Center ticket office or online at hyveetix.com or by calling the toll-free number. And the order limit will be 10 tickets. The ticket price is $10 per ticket plus a convenience fee of $1.75 per ticket. And there's also a $4 handling fee per order. Credit card orders will be accepted for online purchase, and the seating chart will be available to identify the different class mats at the arena. All seats will be assigned in the order that the transactions are purchased, either at a ticketing location or online. That is a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.